Barbra Streisand is a long way from where she started out in Brooklyn. She has a new book out called My Passion for Design that presents the story of her California dream house, from blueprints to roses. She's appearing once more as Ben Stiller's mother in the new movie, Little Fockers. And the singer, actor, director, winner of 2 Oscars, 8 Grammys, 4 Emmys, and seller of more than 140 million albums around the world, will be honored as the 2011 Music Cares Person of the Year in February, as much for her philanthropic work as the voice that made Streisand a household name.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Barbra Streisand joins us now from her home in Malibu. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
You didn't grow up in a house, much less a mansion, did you?
I don't have a mansion now, but I sure didn't grow up in a house. No, I grew up in a little apartment in Brooklyn. I slept in the bed with my mother, and my brother had a little rollaway cot that came down at night.
May I ask, when did you know you had that voice?
Well, when I was 5 years old, I remember sitting outside with the girls and we would harmonize, sit on the stoop and just sing. And I thought I might have had a good voice.
And did that change the way people looked at you as a kid, your voice?
Well, I think I say it in the book. I mean, we had identities on that street in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of known as the girl without the father with a good voice.
What's it like to live in a place? You've got a glancing reference of this. What's it like to live in a place you can hear the tour buses blaring your name as they go by the window?
Well, you mean when I lived when I lived in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
God, that was awful. I mean, you had to sneak out of your own house. You had to make sure that nobody was watching you. I mean, literally, they were coming every few minutes. So I'm in heaven now.
Do you think back much on your... Because you were working for a living when you were a teenager.
Oh, yeah. I started working when I was 11.
Yeah.
I started babysitting.
And how did you start working in clubs when you were just a little older than that?
I always wanted to be an actress, a classical actress, actually. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't get any jobs. I mean, I made rounds for a couple of days, and it was so discouraging. And so I decided to enter a talent contest as a singer. And I got the job. And because I couldn't get jobs as an actress, I actually approached my singing as an actress and gave myself acting exercises or parts to play. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm still there. I'm still sort of working in the same way I did when I was 18 years old, in a way.
May I ask you, when you were younger and not known around the world, did anyone try and persuade you to change what you did, who you were?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first thing was, well, is she going to have a nose job? And I said, no, you know, why can't I be me? Why can't I be who I am? Why do I have to look a certain way or sound a certain way or sing a certain kind of song?
We asked some of our listeners if they had any questions for you. May I trot a couple by?
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Jay Strepp would like to know, what is her favorite, your favorite song to sing?
My favorite song to sing?
Yeah.
New Ones. That's why I'm going to enjoy recording in January. So in terms of the songs that I have sung before, well, I like singing the song I wrote, Evergreen. I actually like singing that a lot. I like singing The Way We Were. I like singing that song called Unusual Way.
In a very unusual way, one time I needed you. Maybe it lasted an hour, but but somehow it will never end.
I think it's a beautiful song. It's not that well known, probably. Well, what are you doing the rest of your life? I enjoy seeing that.
What are you doing for the rest? Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
I can't believe I'm the one singing.
Well, that's fine. I love when other people sing.
Candace Davenport says, what's it like working with Dustin Hoffman? They look like they have fun.
We do. I mean, we just crack each other up. So we improvise a lot when we work together. So it's very alive. And the funny thing is that Dustin and I were at the same acting school when I moved away from home at 16.
Yeah.
It turns out I was the babysitter for my teacher to get free classes. And Dustin was the janitor.
But he wasn't in acting classes? He was just sweeping
up? No, he was being the janitor to pay for his acting classes.
To pay for his acting classes.
And he actually was the first person at the school. It was the Kurt Conway School.
Yeah.
Of acting that got a job in an off-Broadway show. And it was like, Dusty? Dusty got a job, you know?
Good name for a janitor, however.
Yeah, exactly.
We're speaking with Barbara Streisand. Maybe we didn't need to say that. As I was going over your biography, of course, Get It for Your Wholesale in 1962 was often considered kind of certainly the Broadway breakthrough. But can I ask you about a play called Driftwood?
Oh, my God. Driftwood, I think I was 17 years old, and it was in somebody's loft in some apartment building. I have no idea exactly where it was, but I know that Joan Malinsky was in it, and Joan Malinsky turned out to be Joan Rivers. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And I told her that at a Christmas party last year, as a matter of fact. I said, Joan, you remember me? I was Lorna in Driftwood.
Do you have to sing differently now? I guess you find yourself having to just pay more attention to your voice now than you did when you were 20 or 25.
Yeah, I don't. I used to never think about it at all. I never had to warm up or sing at all. No, it's. I'll have to do more work, and that's hard for me because I'm kind of lazy in that way. I don't really like singing unless I'm singing for something. For people, for a record. So in a sense, that's why when I was thinking of it, I was thinking that I really have not performed much around the world. I mean, last night when I was ready to go out, I had Larry King on, and Bon Jovi was reeling off the cities that he's recorded in. And Celine, I saw something on her the other day, in Antwerp and Dubai and all these places that most people sing. Around the world, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, God, I've never done that. I hardly have ever done many cities in the United States, even. I've never been to Texas.
Miss Streisand?
You can call me Barbara.
Oh. Well, I will take advantage of that offer.
Sure.
I've got to pass along a question, one last question from one of our listeners who asks, someone named Frassington, who is her favorite singer-entertainer of all time, and does she know how much I love her? A lot.
I loved Shirley Horn and loved Frank Sinatra. I didn't appreciate him early on. It took me a while to say, you know, wow, this man is amazing.
Frassington also wants to know, does she know how much I love her a lot?
Now, how would I know that? But that's very nice to hear.
Well, Miss Streisand, thanks so much. Barbara, if I may.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thanks so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Barbara Streisand, her new book, My Passion for Design. She's also in the new film, Little Fockers, speaking with us from Malibu.
I've got a crush on you.
Sweetie pie.
Sweetie pie.
All the day and night time.
Hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with.
So much emotion.
Could you cool?
I could.
could you possibly care?
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.